With Carter Coughlin, your last home game, we've talked about this before, you being the hometown guy running out of the tunnel. You tweeted this week about it. And I got thinking about this because I think in people's mind the impression is, oh, you've done that hundreds of times. 28 times, 7 times a year, that's it. I mean, it's a precious, finite number of times. So this will be the 28th. What will that emotion be like?
It's crazy to think about it. I mean, just like you talked about, you know, football, we only play so many games a season, but we practice all year for it. And so, you know, me running out of the tunnel at TCF, I can still remember the first time I ever did that. It's imprinted in my memory, and I'll never forget that. But I got a feeling that this last time is also going to be the same way. It's going to be emotional, but, you know, it's going to give me every ounce of motivation I need. And, you know, usually I don't need any extra, but I mean this is just going to be stacked on.
And when you mentioned in your tweet, when you do that, you have a routine. Kind of walk us through what each one of those times you do.
Yeah, so I run out of the tunnel and go out to the 50-yard line, look up 22 rows of seats, and that's where we've got a big family section of season tickets that we've had since TCF opened. And you know, I got my grandparents, my parents, aunts, uncles, cousins, siblings, all those people up there. And I walk over to the stand, step on a chair so make sure they can see me, and do the sign language sign for I love you, and they all do it back. So that's my mom's favorite part of the entire game, and it's special.
That area of seats, I would guess, is where like a 12 or a 13 or a 14-year-old Carter Coughlin probably sat and watched his heroes play, and now you're on that field wrapping it up.
Yeah, that's where I sat and dreamed about being on the field, and now I'm going to be doing that for the last time.
Your roommates, your teammates, your brothers, as you guys like to call it, what's this week been like? Because so much here, you think about all that's at stake, and then it's the last game, and it's senior day, and you've got an axe in the building, and Big Ten championship appearance potentially on the line. I mean, a lot on your mind.
Yeah, it sure is, but the reality is this is exactly why we came here. We talk about pressure all year, and we've practiced for pressure, we've worked under pressure, and we can handle pressure. We all want pressure. We love pressure. And this just makes college football, Minnesota football, so special. And, you know, we are incredibly focused. We're not worried about, you know, what's going to happen, what's going to, you know, all that kind of stuff. We're just focused on every single play. We're going to do our job, and the rest is going to take care of itself.
Game day is coming to town. You guys really don't get to do much with that. And I suppose since you've been playing, you don't get to watch too much because you guys are getting ready for games. But I would assume when you're in middle school and high school, you watch that show and you think about what does that mean to this program? What does that mean to you guys that you were part of the crew that they got that iconic show here?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Coach Fleck, when we talked about game day, he's like, yeah, it's awesome, all this stuff, never been done here before, but you guys don't get to experience any of that. It's for the fans. But, I mean, to be honest with you, I'm so stoked that it's here. I think it's just it's kind of our way of saying thank you to all the fans who have been crazy supportive this year, who are going to be sold out at TCF Bank Stadium when it's going to be just freezing, snowing, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I guess this is kind of our way of saying thank you. I'm glad that game day chose to come here and that our fans get to experience that.
You mentioned the cold. Do you like cold weather? You like snowy weather? Do you revel in that, or would you prefer it to be 70 degrees?
I love cold weather. Bring on the snow.
What will Wisconsin bring? What do you guys have to do?
Wisconsin's a fantastic offense. Their offensive line, their running back, quarterback, receivers. I mean, this year they are solid across the board. They've got playmakers everywhere. And so for us, the biggest thing is everybody's going to need to do their jobs. And, you know, with that comes everything that we focus on with a defense, you know, our how, our toughness, technique, all that kind of stuff. All of that's going to need to be 10 out of 10. Otherwise, we're not going to get the job done. So we've got our work cut out for us, but we wouldn't want it any other way.
With all the emotion of senior day and everything else on the line, fast start, I would assume, would be one of the first quick goals. And you guys have been fast starters for most of the year.
Yeah, without a question. Right on the first whistle, we need to be hitting it. And if defense starts, you know, we need to make that three and out, whatever it is, get them off the field, get our offense the ball.
All right, very good. It's been fun watching. Enjoy this last regular season game. There's still some ahead, I know, but enjoy this one here in Minneapolis.
Yeah, thank you very much.